On the morning of Pesach, when I hope you'll all be very tired, because I hope you'll be up very late talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, so we switch. We stop saying Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem. We start saying Morid HaTal, or some Ashkenazim don't say anything. They just say, they omit it and don't say anything. They don't say Morid HaTal. You could say Morid HaTal. It's a good thing to say Morid HaTal. If by mistake you say Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem, you have to go back. So let's look at the blessing. And then you say Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem. So now you're going to omit it. You're going to say Ata Rav Leoshia, either Morid HaTal or straight Mechalkel Chaim Bechesed. So what happens if you said Mechayem Etim Ata Rav Leoshia Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem, and you realize you made a mistake? So then you say Morid HaTal. You did not fix your mistake yet, because by adding Morid HaTal, you did not undo your mention of rain. And the whole idea is that now it's the harvest season and it's not good to have rain. So you have to go back. Meaning if you realize you made the mistake, you go back and you say, Mechayem etim ata rav lehoshia Morid HaTal. And by that, so to speak, you hit the reset button on the sentence and you omitted the statement which you said, Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem. What happens if you forget and you say, Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem? And then you only remember after you say the blessing, Boch Tashem Mechayam Itim. So then you have to start Shmona Esrei all over again. If you said Mashiv Ruach Morid HaGeshem unnecessarily, and you already finished the blessing, you got to start from scratch. Start Shmona Esrei again. So that's one thing. Mashiv Ruach Morid HaGeshem we will omit starting the first morning, starting Musaf of the first morning of Pesach.